This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado's minimum wage will jump nearly 9% next year to $13.65 an hour. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports the increase is due to inflation.
The new hourly wage will take effect January 1st. The state's minimum wage is adjusted annually to account for inflation. In Denver, the minimum wage will be even higher, at more than $17 an hour. Paula Cole is a professor of economics at the University of Denver. She says the yearly increase helps workers, but it's not a panacea for inflation.
It doesn't offset the pain that workers were feeling this year because of prices being higher now.
The increase will more likely help workers in rural areas where wages are usually lower. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Republican candidate for governor Heidi Gnall says the state should invest more money in roads and expanding highways. Gnall says Governor Jared Polis has spent too much on electric vehicle infrastructure and public transportation.
Jared Polis' vision for Colorado transportation is a nightmare. He wants you to ride an electric bus everywhere, which is just not feasible for most Coloradans.
Gnall released her transportation plan yesterday. She wants to spend $10 billion on highway expansions and other road projects over the next 10 years. She would put her plan to a public vote. And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC. In Denver, it's 81 degrees. Vail, 56. It's 2:06.